This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The NHS in England has launched a new phase of the Help Us Help You campaign to encourage women living in England to attend their breast screening appointment when invited. The campaign aims to address some of the barriers faced by blind and partially sighted women by including braille and large print posters for patient waiting rooms and community settings. Regular breast screening is one of the best ways to spot a cancer that is too small to feel or see yourself. Today, we're joined by Anna Tyler, Chair of Trustees at RNIB, to talk about her own experience of breast screening appointments. Hi, Anna. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Amelia.
So, what were some of the initial signs that prompted you to get your breast checked?
Well, I relied on touch, actually. So, initially, I had this kind of like weird feeling in my armpit. I would describe it as just a sort of an occasional feeling of fullness. It wasn't consistent. And it made me think that because I put on a bit of weight, probably I needed to go bra shopping because I hadn't been bra shopping during the pandemic. And I sort of put it on my list of things to do. And then after a few weeks, I began to think this is something that isn't going away. And so I started looking and I started checking my breasts. I couldn't actually feel the fullness in the armpit, but very quickly I found my lump. I was getting out of the shower and drying myself, and I can tell you precisely where I was standing when I found the lump. I wasn't at home, I was in a hotel, and I knew exactly what it was the moment I found it. But I did it by using the flat of my hand to check around my breasts. And I just knew there was something there. I followed my instinct. Your gut is a very, very powerful thing. So I really urge everyone to self-examine. The way I was taught to do it by a very good breast nurse is to feel around each breast and on the side of your chest in a circular motion all the way up to your collarbone and under each armpit. You can use a mix of light touch and firmer pressure, but don't press so hard it hurts. And you also need to feel around each nipple. Not all lumps and swellings are blatantly obvious. Sometimes you might think, and I'm not sure about that, particularly around the armpit. There can be also changes in the skin texture and changes to the nipple. Sometimes the nipples become inverted, but that's not the definitive list. If you've got a sight impairment, this is not always an easy thing to do. So it's a perfectly legitimate thing to phone up your GP and say, I want to see a nurse and teach myself breast examination because I'm visually impaired. I need someone to show me how to do it because I'm not going to watch a video. I'm not going to follow instruction. How will I know that I've got this right? I need someone to talk me through it and actually, you know, practically practice. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. If you think there's something up, even if you can't feel a lump, go to your GP. You're not wasting anyone's time. It's better to be safe than sorry.
In your personal experience and through speaking to other women, what are some of the barriers for blind or partially sighted people to organise a breast cancer screening or attend their appointments?
You know, I would go back further than that and to say lots of the public health information, which even retailers get involved in. So on the back of some changing room doors, I know now, I didn't know then, that there are signs telling you what to look out for breast cancer. And that fullness under the armpit is one of the signs. But of course, I didn't know the sign was there. Otherwise, I probably would have read it and I might have twigged a bit earlier than I did. But, you know, it might not have materially changed my outcome because everything was so tiny when I found it. But I think you've got to be really proactive. So make it your business to know what to look for. Go online, have a look, get somebody to read it for you. Ring up Breast Cancer Now, ring up Macmillan. If you've got any doubts about what you should be looking for, make that call and equip yourself to, you know, constantly be checking your breasts. And then the next bit, I think, is when you actually get called for a mammogram appointment. So I got called to a vehicle in a Tesco's car park, which is absolutely hopeless for me. I can't find my way around a Tesco's car park to look for the breast screening unit. So I just rang them up and said, I'm not doing it. I want to come to the hospital. And that's what I did. So I knew where I was going and it was all mapped out for me. And the other thing about doing that, They flagged my file so they knew I was coming. So it's horses for courses, whatever works for you, but be absolutely clear about what's going to work for you and just ring them up and tell them. I went on my own because I see it as comfortably part of my normal routines. I didn't feel I needed to take anyone with me. But what I found really helpful was actually, you've just got to bite the bullet and assume nobody's prepared for a visually impaired woman. Nobody's prepared for a blind woman. And people get thrown. So this is your health. This is your life. I think it's quite useful to let people know in advance and be pretty proactive about saying, I'm visually impaired, I'm blind, because people are a bit stymied. They don't really know how to behave. So you've got to tell them, make it easy for people. Don't assume that because the NHS should be user-friendly, that it is, because it probably isn't going to be, but this is your life. And you just have to bite the bullet and do what you need to do. And blind in hospitals always carry a white cane. So I don't use my white cane all the time, but I always carry it when I go to hospital appointments now. So just do what works for you, but be very proactive in telling people what your needs are to get what you need.
And why is it so important, even if people are self-examining and haven't felt any changes, to attend their breast screening appointments when they're called?
Oh, absolutely go. I would like to give you a really live example of a woman I met the other day. She had no symptoms whatsoever, but on a mammogram was found a sort of thread of breast cancer. And it was so thin, it would never have been detectable, but it was spreading like a sort of spider's web through her breast. And it was only a mammogram that would have picked that up. So tumours come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. And there is no way you can depend on self-examination to be sure that you're going to catch it. Mammograms catch a lot of early breast cancer. And to my mind, even if they didn't catch a lot, but caught a very small number, these are lives worth saving. I think it's incredibly important, and it's a hell of a lot easier to treat. If you get to breast cancer when the lymph nodes under the arm are not involved, you might be able to avoid chemotherapy. Not always, but there's a greater chance of being able to avoid it. And you exponentially increase your survival rates. So just do not hesitate. Do everything you can. Do the whole kit and caboodle. Don't rely on yourself and don't rely on the mammogram. Do both.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Anna Tyler, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Amelia.
Learn more about breast cancer screenings by going to nhs.uk/breast. You can also request an accessible version of the Breast Cancer Screening Easy Read Guide by emailing england.contactus@nhs.net.